You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
A note from Krista, and this made me laugh. She said, Dom, the other day you were asking what disasters happened during Thanksgiving. Well, this isn't a typical disaster, really, but it was embarrassing for my husband and for me. Throughout the day, our daughter, who's 4, kept doing something that we call pushing. She reaches down, you know, there, and sort of, quote, pushes on herself. And she does it a lot.
Sorry.
So every time we saw her doing it, we'd quickly swat her hand away and hope that nobody saw it. But I'm pretty sure that almost everyone did. And we had 11 people at our house. She writes, Jeremy has kids. Does he deal with this sort of thing too? And is there any solution?
Pushing it.
Well, so, different. You just push people down.
Mine's different. I love this topic because I'm going to save this audio and replay it when my son is like 18.
Right. And when he has a date over at the house.
He's 4 now and he has discovered himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a tugger.
Sure.
Over his pants, constantly tugging at it. You know, when he's in the bathroom, in the shower.
Yeah.
It's constant tugging, pulling. Like, this kid can do things with his pee-pee ding-ding that I didn't even know was possible.
Like puppetry?
It's like puppetry of the penis. I mean, he is...
He's like a Gumby.
He is spinning it and bending it and twisting it. And I'm like, does that... You've got to be hurting yourself. Yeah. Do it. Stop that.
Maybe he has no pain receptors down there.
I don't know what it is, Dom.
And I don't know if that would be a good thing or a bad thing later.
It's like Cirque du Soleil in his pants.
Goodness.
So he's doing a lot of tugging.
He is. He's discovered himself in that area. And, you know, it stinks, too, because, I mean, he's very...
Really? It does?
Because
the boy.
He's morphed into knowing that I have that area, so he's big on just, like, punching me when he walks by or if we're laying on the floor watching TV. He's the kid that comes by and... Boom, you know, crotch punches you.
Reed, if you're listening, high five, buddy. High five.
I'm like, come on.
I would even high five 18-year-old Reed for that.
Yep.
It's like, do you do that back to him to say, no, you don't do that? But yeah, he's a tugger, man.
Well,
it's awkward.
I remember having this discussion because my son did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All boys
we all
do.
Did,
just last
I guess.
Week. No.
You mean Chili's?
Yeah, they just do. And I'm sure there is some... similar thing for girls, whether it's this, what's she call it?
Pushing. Push it real good.
That, you know, and I've also had people who have said, look, they're just kids. Don't try to stop them from doing that. And yet, if you're a parent and you're out in public, that's really not what you want your child doing.
No,
or
you don't.
In front of 11 people at Thanksgiving to constantly run in the room and do that. Hey,
but it's
everybody.
True. You're not going to stop it. I mean, there's just no stopping this kid right now.
Could you like duct tape oven mitts to his hands or something so he can't get around the area?
Put something on it, like cayenne pepper.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe
that might make it worse.
Maybe it's similar to the whole thing about thumb sucking. You know, they say to put stuff on the
like Vicks,
thumb.
Put some Vicks on it or something.
Or whatever. So
I don't know.
I don't know if there's a solution. Do you want to ask our listeners?
Hand slapping?
If you want to ask listeners, two things. One, have they had experience with this before? And do they have an embarrassing story that they could share, like Krista's Thanksgiving story? And two, do they know of a solution, if there is one, to get young boys to stop tugging the toughy and girls to stop pushing?
Right. Mm-hmm. Some women need this for their adult men, too. So please call. Please.
Slap my hand right now. Slap it.
So if you would like to comment, we wish you would. It's not like this isn't a universal theme or
topic. This is a thing.
303-63. You know, it kind of
so
makes,
is this. What?
I kind of subconsciously,
oh,
it's making me as a guy want
you
to
gotta
adjust.
You got
to
get in there.
303-631, one mix. 631-1649.
Oh, God, I'm stuck in the studio with these two tuggers.
Push on it. Join the fun.
And again, Krista wants to know, A, is there anything you can do about that? And B, does Jeremy have to deal with this? And the answer is yes. You know, you've got a 4-year-old who's doing it, but you've got a 7 or 8 month old who's just...
She's not doing it yet.
She will be eventually.
Soon. She doesn't even know she has hands.
Soon. She's still crapping her pants, man.
Here's
well.
Here's another Emily is on the phone. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
What can you say about this? Do you have experience with this in your household?
So, yeah, I have all boys. I've got 3 7-year-olds and a 13-year-old. And when the little ones were 4, you know, they were exploring themselves and all those things. And, you know, I'm in healthcare, so I teach them all of these things are natural. So, you know, you don't want to destroy their sexuality or make them feel bad.
Yeah, you don't want to feel bad about it. You don't want to stigmatize.
It's not a bad thing.
Right, because it's not bad, but there is a time and a place. And at the age of 4, they're totally able to understand this is the right time, this is not the right time, just like, you know, trying to teach them at a restaurant. We don't scream and shout.
When's the right time?
Yeah, I gotta interrupt you, Emily. I gotta know, when is the right time to be doing that?
So what we told the boys is if you're in the bathroom, or if you're in your own bedroom. So, you know, if there's a door closed and you want to explore yourself, that is a good time. If your brothers are in your room or somebody's in your room or your friends are over or you're in the living room, not a good time.
Not a good
time. Not a good time.
Or right. Like, yeah, you said, at a restaurant. Okay.
Right.
If the bunk beds are rocking, don't come a knocking.
No. Door's closed, Mom.
So, yeah. And so, I mean, they all know, like, hey, you know, it's okay. And we always joke to them, you know, when they're done using the bathroom after 3 shakes, you're playing with yourself, guys.
Okay, all right,
that's
Emily.
True.
Thank you.
I thought it was 4.
So, but it's just letting them know that it's okay, but there's a time and a place, and trying to not make them embarrassed or feel bad, but also kind of redirecting on, like, honey, if you want to do it, go in your room.
What at what age did they grow out of the public doing that? The public tug.
Pub tug.
Public hug. You know, it just took us a couple months of consistency, and they're okay. But, you know, there's, like I said, there's 3 of them, so they heard it 30,000 times.
Yeah.
Are those triplets, or is it?
So I had twins, and then my husband had a son from his previous
there you
marriage,
go.
So
gotcha. That's a lot of tugging going on.
I just want to send you a hug and a bottle of wine for being surrounded by 3 7-year-olds, a 13-year-old, and a husband.
A hug and a push.
Yes, I know. I am staying alive, though. We're doing good.
Wow. Listen, thank you for being on the show. You have a great day, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. You guys do the same.
Bye. Bye-bye.
So did you hear her? There's
a door.
Time
door
and a place. So right. Studio?
Break room?
No, boys, okay?
I'm going to go down to the break room and explore myself.
The drive-thru, Jeremy? No, not okay.
Yeah, break room, ma'am. Nope. It's all in the bake room.
Our shared office? No,
I'm
boys.
Exploring.
No. Just because you closed the door, Don, there's a big window. We can see you. Okay?
He's like a pirate searching for treasure.
No puppet shows. Emily does not like puppet shows.
Oh, Jeremy needs a search party anyway, so come on.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.